Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
All right, we're good.
Yeah.
And action.
Hi, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons, the podcast that we have spent not only an hour, but just like every single brain cell that all four of us have, plus a guy in New York. I mean, we have put so much effort into getting this high quality video for y'all. So if you're not watching the video episodes, go to youtube.com/Chris. If you are, this is your first time finding us, so sorry. What a hot mess to join in on. But make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. Put out videos, or we put out episodes every, well, we try to every Thursday, but we're really getting a groove down. I'm in the studio in New York. Y'all are in LA. And I have eaten the offices, like, every single snack. I have, like, looking at the table is like a graveyard. There's, like, a dead applesauce thing for, like, children. Which, by the way, sucking applesauce out of one of these packets is one of the most disturbing human experiences I think anybody could go through. Also, the fact that I sound like a radio host is, like, giving me a half chub. Like, ooh. I'm like, hello and welcome back to Sirius FM. I'm Ryan Seacrest. You know, like, that's how I feel. Anyways, before we get into this episode, I want to do a little shout out like we normally do. We have been slacking just because we have just been lucky to be putting out episodes. But because it is back to school season and a lot of my friends and future siblings are teachers, I have really seen the burden of teachers having to fucking pay for just everything, and it's such horseshit. Oh my God. And then I can't even get into it. So I figured for the next few episodes, we're just going to make the shout outs different teachers' Amazon wish list to help them out, fill their classroom so that the future is able to have the most at their fingertips as possible. I think it's such a cool thing, and maybe one of the only cool things that Amazon really provides is being able to do this. It would be cool if, I don't know, this bajillion-dollar company fulfilled the lists for us. But if you have any extra money or you know a teacher, feel free to get something off a wish list. And those will be down below in the description of this episode, as the shout outs and all of the good information always is. But yeah, if you've got extra money or you just want to pass it on for a teacher who, you know, really helped you out in school, pass it forward, pay it forward. I don't know why I decided to record a podcast today, seeing as how I literally am hanging on for dear life. But yeah, since this is coming out when? September 1st?
Yes.
Oops. Excuse me. September 1st, which means summer is like over, which is kind of crazy because it's felt like the shortest and also the fucking longest summer of my life. Our tans may fade, but girls, this trauma will last forever. I've this was not my summer. It was not a hot girl summer. It was like a pretty depressed bitch summer. Did you guys enjoy summer? Let's pass it over to you.
I've enjoyed summer. And okay, even though I know this was kind of my idea, I wanted to talk about end of summer. Technically, what's the real last day of summer? It's like September.
Like
so we still have some more time, but it feels like it's back to school in September.
No, whenever it hits September, I don't care scientifically what people say, it's over. September, summer's over. R.I.P.
I agree.
Did you all, what was like the best thing y'all did this summer? Like one thing?
I cranked the AC every day. I paid my electrical bill.
Honestly, and sometimes that's all you need. What about you, Sam?
I'm trying to think of what
I feel like you do, like really nice, wholesome, fulfilling shit.
You do? Oh yeah, no,
I don't know why. That might be my own mix up that I should just ditch that notion, but
no, I feel like I had sort of like a classic summer in LA that I haven't been able to have yet. Because when I moved here, it was like right before the pandemic. And so I had...
That was right before the pandemic was your first year living here?
Yeah, like I moved and it was like a little normal. I feel like I moved in November. So I had like a few months of like going out and doing things before.
Oh my God, I don't know why I thought you were here for so much longer.
No, just like a couple years.
Oh my...
But so yeah, so this summer felt like, oh, I could, I don't know, like go party and
take
go
your
to the
top
beach
off and just run through the street.
Swimming and
there's
like
a lot of that.
Not be as afraid of like... I don't know. I guess I'm still afraid, but.
You're less afraid of COVID and now more afraid of monkeypox.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm still trying to believe that summer is continuing and I'm going on a vacation next week.
Where?
I'm going to Chicago.
Oh my God, so fun. I knew that, but I was just asking where for the people. I was like, and where are you going?
Well, maybe I'll come sneak up on you.
You can always sneak up on me. Just make sure you really knock me out, okay?
Knock you out?
Just, just like a big hammer.
Oh, God.
Alrighty, before we carry on, I want to thank a sponsor of today's episode, which is Surfshark VPN. If you guys don't know, Surfshark VPN keeps your online identity safe by encrypting all of the information sent between your device and the internet. This keeps your personal data protected from big companies and cyber criminals. Dun dun. I love using Surfshark VPN for so many different reasons, but one of them really is to protect all of my shit on my phone and laptop, especially when I'm on public Wi-Fi in, say, like a coffee shop or something. I don't need bitches seeing what I'm up to. Now, Surfshark has over 3,200 servers in 95 countries. So if you're on holiday, you can change your virtual location back to your home country so that you don't miss out on any of your home comforts. I know for me, there are some TV shows that aren't available on US streaming. So I just hop across the pond and I say, hello, little Brits. Show me your uncut cock. And with Surfshark and their clean web feature, it blocks ads, trackers, malware, phishing attempts, and it allows you to surf the web safely. Who doesn't want to surf the web safely? Not me. Now, if you want to try out Surfshark VPN for yourself, be sure to hit the link in the description and use code Clemens for 83% off and 3 extra months for free. Again, the link is in the description. And of course, Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there really is no risk in trying it. And the best part on top of all of that is that with Surfshark VPN, it's the only VPN service that allows you to have unlimited amount of devices under one account. So yeah, be sure to go down in the link below, use code Clemens, and let's get back to the episode. Jake, what about you? What was the best thing that you did this summer?
I think doing spontaneous trips, like randomly just going up to Northern California with no prep at all, just going up there and discovering stuff. And then oddly, Ninja Baby or Emmy, the little one, she and I, she loves women's basketball. We love the WNBA. So we saw that Chicago was playing Las Vegas and we just hopped in the car and went to Las Vegas and watched the game. It's pretty awesome.
You just randomly went to Las Vegas?
We just randomly drove out to Las
Vegas.
Yeah,
no, I'm like,
what?
Literally, I'm like shook by that. Jake, who are you? And can I have any of your fucking dopamine? I mean,
it was awesome.
If we're going to talk about wholesome, fulfilling shit, Jake is like the author of that novel. Jake's like, yeah, I'm like, what did you do this weekend? He's like, oh, well, we just love the WNBA. So we saw they were in Vegas and hopped in a car and made a whole road trip out of it. Here's the documentary. And I'm like, what? It's like fucked up. And I'm like, God, I just want an ounce of that, like, I guess just drive to live, I guess.
We got the secret pizza at the Cosmo at 1 a.m. We went swimming in a pool that had waves. Like, it was crazy. We had it was awesome. And the game was incredible.
I need to go to Vegas with you. I just start like a
shout out to Candace Parker.
Yeah, I just like end up with a gambling problem and a drinking problem.
Well, if you
I don't have any of these Vegas memories.
Just go with the little one. You can't really drink and gamble.
Have kids.
That much, yeah.
Okay, well, don't tell me that, Justin, because my contractor just had a baby 5 weeks early. And I mean, I can't even get into that. I'm so happy for him. It's like his first kid. They've been trying and like it's been a journey with a capital J.
Hooray.
And they just had their first kid 5 weeks early, which is so exciting for them. So not exciting for the progress of my house. But I went and shopped for baby clothes because obviously I was like, let's go. I can't buy these for me. So let's buy them for someone else. First of all, baby clothes, over fucking priced.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They're crazy. I got this like cute little like button down shirt and vest and a little bow tie. And it came with pants. It was like $90. And I was like, I mean, okay, I guess for a full outfit, that's great. But that little bitch won't fit into it. No, Wes, if you're listening, you're not listening. Never mind. That little bitch will grow right out of it. Are you kidding me? That's bullshit. Anyway, but while I was doing that, I was like, do I need a kid? Do I have baby fever? And then my mom was with me and she's like, literally, Chris, no. She was like, you will fail at that if you were to bring a kid into the world. But
aww.
I mean, no, I can barely like not take care of my dog because that makes me sound negligent. But like a dog is a lot for me.
I have two points for you, Chris. One is you're going to be the coolest uncle for sure. And then
okay, that was like a backhanded compliment.
No, that's a runner-up prize.
And truly, second of all, if you ever decide to have a kid, we will monetize the shit out of it.
No.
I have Pampers online too.
Middle kid.
I do have Pampers, but middle kid for
middle
sure.
Middle kid infants. Sure. I'm gonna sure. die.
That was the second one. Was
that literally the second one?
Yeah.
So, he literally was monetizing your children.
No, I'm saying you'd be the coolest uncle ever, great dad. I do think you'd be a great dad. Because you think you wouldn't be, I actually think you would. Because you would lean into it and love it.
That's some weird.
And when you're passionate about something, you go for it. Hog wild.
I'm not good at math, bitch, but that doesn't add up.
And you're...
One plus one is equal in 740 in your equation.
And toddler and infant merch... You would crush it. It would be the most beautiful.
I mean, I don't know why we aren't doing that anyway.
And affordable.
Oh my God. A little onesie that says, I'm smoking hot and it's a doobie on it. Oh, absolutely. This is why I can't have a kid.
Let me rethink that.
Okay. And Chris just took the wholesomeness out of whatever this was turning into.
Just shape the onesie like a little joint. So then the baby is.
Oh my God. A swaddling blanket that just looks like a blunt. Yeah.
Jake is going like no.
Oh my God, middle kid Halloween costumes, a little blunt with like their head is where like the weed is pouring out. Anyways, yeah, this I've probably been put on a list that is like if you ever see him with a kid, no, you aren't.
Or you could put like a secret pouch, like sew in like a secret pouch for like your stash. Because it's the last place anyone would look.
Who would search a baby? You're so right for that, Justin. Me showing up to Coachella with a newborn. No, you can't check my newborn. It's just a drug smuggle. Honestly, though, that one might be put in the idea book. That's not terrible. That's really like a stash pocket on your baby's onesie. Like maybe even in the diaper area. Because then if it's like... If, like, you've got a lot in there, then it's just like, oh, baby took a big poopy.
Yeah.
Justin, you're like, okay, so I'm quitting this week.
That sounds like it might be stinky.
Well, no, there would be, like, it would be in a bag.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, the baby would also have, like, a diaper or two on. That's another thing. I can't wipe a baby's ass. Like, that's just not for me. I don't even want to wipe my own.
Baby bidet.
Well, that was my next point. So I'm glad that we're just as fucked up as the next. My God. But like a baby bidet, why can't I just stick it on like a bidet and just let it hose it?
Or like a spray bottle.
It takes a shit and I just put it in the yard and spray it.
All right, guys, that's not how it works, but I stand by the Chris and me great. You're going to be a
Jake
great
dad. Jake's like, okay, this was supposed to be a summer-themed episode.
I still think you're going to be a great dad.
Jake, you cannot say that after the last 5 minutes of this conversation.
All right, best uncle ever. There we go.
Best uncle. I thought you said best taco, and I was like, bitch, what? Oh, taco sounds really fucking good.
What's the New York? What's it like over there?
I'm in the Empire State Building, not to serve mega cunt realness, but like, hi, here's Clemens Christopher, 38th floor, bitch.
And what's your social?
It is 129-545-6321.
Perfect.
I think that was like 7 digits too long for a social. But New York is good. I brought Booger again, and it is just okay. Like, here's the thing. I want to show Booger the world, which I hear how dysfunctional that is to say because she's a dog. And she's also terrified of the world. But I took her to Vegas one time and she saw the Bellagio fountain show. And I was like, oh my God, I need to show her everything else because this isn't even close to the world. So she came to New York a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I have no concept of time. It's what, a Monday? No idea. And
what Broadway shows have you guys been to?
Well, she starred in Lion King. She would be such a good lion in The Lion King. Are you kidding? She is so teachable. You just say treat and she'll run across the stage. Just put an earpiece in her. No, that wouldn't work. But she has this thing where when she travels, she doesn't pee or poop for like almost 24 hours. She just like isn't comfortable. And she also needs grass. She's not like one of those cool city dogs that can like piss on the pavement and act like nothing ever happened. She like needs like nice grass. And it's what is doesn't exist in New York is nice grass. So the reason I was late today was that I was trying to get Booger to piss. She finally pooped, which was great. But traveling with her in New York is, she's great. Like she isn't like skittish at all. She's like walks down the street. Oh my God, I took the fucking cutest video of her last night. I was taking her for a walk and drunk walks through New York are the best. Oh my God, I went and got dinner. I have this like new place that I'm like obsessed with and I go and they have this thing. They have a roasted duck. Oh my God, bitch. I didn't even know I liked duck, but quack, quack. I mean that, I think about it probably once a day. Like this duck at this specific place, I'm not going to say it because it's already hard enough to get a fucking reservation there. But this motherfucking duck, oh my God, and the fries and ooh, they give like, I've been there 3 times, I think. And now they're like, Chris, hey, here's some champagne. And I'm like, okay. So I've been trying not to drink during the week, which is like a hot take for life at this point. And that went out the window last night. And so I got a little drunk and then walked around the city. And I was like, wow, this is so fun. Just like with Booger, she's like, boop, 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 boop. So she's actually really good in the city, but she's just still hasn't peed. So this whole time I've just been kind of thinking about what mess I'm going to go. And I'm staying in my friend's apartment, which is like, if she pissed all over a hotel, okay, been there, done that. If she pees on my friend's shit, I'm going to be like, Booger, it's time to say goodbye.
She won't.
No, she won't. I hope. But New York's fine. It's still like humid. Like there was at least a breeze today, but it's like LA is like just hot. Like it's dry heat and it's like you're in an oven. New York is like you're in a steam room. It's I don't like summer for so many. Have we talked about summer depression?
Yes.
Last week.
Okay, you guys are like, yes, for the 6th time. So I get so depressed. And it's like, I don't want to wear any clothes, but I also am not, I'm ashamed of my body. So it's like kind of tricky to be sweating through 9 layers of clothes every fucking day. Like I've already changed my underwear twice today and I only brought 3 pairs. So guess who's doing laundry in the bathtub? This fucking loser. I love New York. It is just so steamy right now. And I can't, like, that's the shit. I'm just like, ugh.
In the summertime, it's like instead of the Big Apple, it's the baked apple, basically, right? It's just like, it just cooks.
Can we turn his microphone off? Yeah.
We're going to sell t-shirts.
But yeah, I'm excited for summer to be over. I moved from Los Angeles this summer, which that I swear to God took fucking years, like at least a decade off my life. And then I've just been living at my mom's house in a storage unit. So it's been a summer that I'm ready to bury. So with that, let's get into some hot takes. I figure this would be fun to have Justin, Jake, and Sam say any summer-themed things. It could be ice cream. It could be 4th of July. It could be Crocs. It could be you name it. So, oh my God, love. I almost brought my Crocs, Justin, but I was like, I brought flip-flops instead.
You just went barefoot.
Yeah, I've just been, yeah, I need my feet to connect to the ground so I can feel more grounded. But I saw somebody was walking in bare feet today and I literally thought I was going to throw up. I saw the bottom of their feet and actually almost projectiled onto the ground. But yeah, I thought this would be fun. Like, we haven't done rants in a minute and I feel like a lot of these I might end up ranting about. So does anybody want to kick it off with something you want a hot take of?
Wait, should we time you or are you just going to like give us a hot take and move on?
No, we'll know when the train is out of steam.
All right. Water parks.
Here's the thing. Water parks are great in theory, but the downfall is the fact that they're open to the public and the public is disgusting. Like, the general person is gross. Me as a person is gross. Multiply that by like 600 and have them all under the age of 10. Disgusting. Like, foul. I want to enjoy them so much because, like, oh my God, who doesn't love a water slide where you do like a full upside down loop? Bitch, I live for that kind of shit. I want to bounce around in a tube and like almost get a concussion and then just land in a body of water. But when that body of water, I'm pretty sure, is compiled of 96% piss, nah, I'm out. And then like all the bare feet, I have this thing with feet where it's like they're gross. But like, so like when people used to come over to my mom's or like my house growing up for like a play date or whatever, and they took their shoes off and they weren't wearing socks, I would look where they stepped on the ground so I did not put my foot there, because that idea of putting your fucking foot where someone else put their foot is horrifying to me. So to be waiting in line on a fucking ladder, and that's another thing, the lines at a water park, you're like standing on a ladder 60 feet in the air just waiting to get to the platform, and then it's just all so humiliating. Like, from start to fucking finish, there's the kids who are like, I'm too cool for this shit. And then they're like doing tricks. Can we have silence on the set, please? Silence
you
on
the set. You know who it was.
Oh, Captain, I'm a producer. So guess who's about to get demoted? Yeah, that's my take on water parks. I just don't.
I was at, what's the Magic Mountain one? Just say Raging Waters.
Magic Mountain?
No, it's Hurricane Harbor. I was at Hurricane Harbor once and it was like, we were chilling at one of those like, play pens or whatever, where all the kids are running around in the little water, like water with slides, and they have those guns where you can shoot water at each other, whatever. Over the loudspeaker, we hear Code Brown. We have a Code Brown in Sector C.
They say that?
Yeah, someone
I thought pooped. That was a joke.
No, someone pooped. So pee, poop, feet,
vomit. I mean, yeah, you've just only proven why I think it's disgusting. Take a shit in the ocean, that's fine. The ocean's big enough and it's only getting bigger because everything is fucking melting. But like a water park, nope, too contained. No. Like there should be like a 50-person max at a water park per day. That is like a comfortable thing for me. But otherwise, no. I want to like them. I want to love them. They seem like a blast. It's like Roller Coaster Tycoon when you would make like the water slides. You'd be like, holy shit, doesn't that sound refreshing? But then you think of the logistics and you're like, no.
Okay. Speaking of refreshing, what about popsicles or ice cream?
Okay. If I'm looking at ice cream from a point of view that it doesn't give me raging diarrhea, huge fan, had 6 different flavors last night. I was a little stoned and drunk and ended up ordering like 6. Okay, originally got a raspberry sorbet and I was like, oh, perfect. But then I saw some of the ice cream flavors and I was like, oh, bitch doesn't mind squirting the next day. So I got 6 of them and just had like a little of each flavor.
6?
Yeah, like they were like little 2 scooped cups. Okay. Like, I mean, like, so that's 2 times 6 is 12.
When did you find out you were a squirter?
There was this one crazy night where I just was pulling out some new tricks and I put in a little extra and Bellagio fountain, baby. I've always been a liquid shitter after dairy. I just didn't realize that it was dairy. I was just like, I guess I'm not like other people. I guess I have a really unique and digestive system.
Yeah, my metabolism is so good that it's liquefying.
It's so good. It just comes out lit. Like, they're like, we absorb every vitamin. Yeah, 100%. You're so right for that. But ice, like popsicles, I think are great, except the melting. Like, have we really not figured out a way to like make a cone have like an edible ring around it to catch the drips? Like, you know?
Oh, like a reservoir.
Like, why haven't we made like a witch's hat upside down?
Oh.
And same with popsicles. It's like you eat a popsicle, but then your hand is so sticky. It feels like you're dealt with a different kind of popsicle. I see so many people make popsicles on TikTok.
Oh, Otter Pops.
Those like ones in the plastic tube.
Yeah.
That is like honestly some of the only single plastic I'll support. Like that is.
Costco makes one with vodka. So like vodka pops. Well,
do you guys remember the ones that I got sent to my house that one time?
Didn't you have them in Palm Springs too?
Did I? Oh, yes. What were those? The Cutwater ones. Oh, I got fucked up on those.
Yeah.
But like, I always see people make popsicles on TikTok and I'm like, oh my God, that is so, the ingenuity is like, mwah. But then I remember making popsicles and they spill, they freeze over, they never look good. Like they're half frozen. Like, what's wrong with me?
You're just not like a summer kid.
Yeah, I just really was like not built for summer. I'm built different.
I just can't believe. I'm thinking again about your issue with walking in the same footsteps of someone else. Like, I've never even thought about that. Like, when you were a kid, wow.
Oh my God. I can remember one of my friends, Alex Gomarak, came over, took his fucking flip flops off. And I was like, well, bitch, did you bring socks? I didn't say that. But then I remember him walking. We were walking through my kitchen and I fully just remember to this, like, now that's what I call trauma babes. Anyways, yeah, we don't need to get into how fucking weird I am. This is like, why do I have a podcast where I just openly share literally the weirdest parts of me? I guess I'm just brave, an innovator. So yeah, popsicles and ice cream, I think, are fine. Like, I'm never like, I'm craving a popsicle. Like Rita's water ice, now that is shit I crave. Like a sorbet, I crave that, mostly because I know what dairy does to me. But ice cream is incredible. Like, duh. Oh, like a good vanilla, black and white shake. Woo!
Gelato.
Okay, so what's the fucking tea with gelato? What what is she? Is she ice cream?
It's like soft.
It's soft. It's Italian.
But is it just ice cream with a fucking different name?
Mm-hmm. It's a different process.
Okay, so all of us just do not know what gelato is. Who knows what the fuck gelato is?
Your listeners do.
Literally no one. It is dead silent.
Yes, please tell us. Everyone.
Let us know in the comments down below. Or I forget where.
It has a little spell cast on it. It's ice cream.
It's European. It's magical ice cream. It's just European ice cream.
It's regular ice cream, but you spit on it.
Similar to ice cream, gelato is made from a custard base of milk, cream, and sugar. The difference lies in the proportions of each, with gelato having more milk and less cream compared to ice cream.
Isn't cream and milk the fucking same?
I feel like gelato is just a sexier way of saying ice cream because you don't want to feel bad about eating a pint of ice cream. But if you eat a pint of gelato...
No, I'd still feel like a fucking piece of shit. If I eat a pint of anything like that, I'll just feel like shit.
And gelato also doesn't include egg yolks.
Mm.
Ice cream has egg yolks?
I never knew that.
Why is it only like bad stuff comes in pints? Like, why is there no pint of salad? Or like pint of quinoa?
Because honestly, I think a pint of salad, you might as well just not even eat anything. Like that, I would be like... Did I eat something? I'm still starving. Mm. Like a pint of ice cream is like cream and apparently egg yolks. Okay, so ice cream might have just lost some of its high state.
I don't know if all ice cream has egg yolks, though, because I don't remember reading that in some of the ingredients.
Do you read the ice cream ingredients that often?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like more natural ice cream.
Justin, give Chris another summer item.
Oh, I thought it was just hot takes in general.
Yeah, I mean, why are we following any rules?
What do you think about Renaissance fairs?
I don't really. I no.
No.
All right. What do you think about fucking jet skis?
No, I mean Renaissance fairs. Here's the thing. I've been to a Renaissance fair, which is like comical. I went with my friend Christine, and she went dressed as like a wizard. It was like truly one of the funniest things. But I got way too high before it, and I was just tired. And it's like I have no interest in like a few genres, medieval times, and like England, old England, like the fucking, what's that stupid fucking show called? The Windsor of Manchester.
Queen's Gambit.
No.
Oh, Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Ugh. Oh my God. I don't want a single fucking person to ever tell me to watch the show Downton Abbey, okay? I don't give a fuck at all about, oh no, the china is chipped. Oh God. Ugh. So that's how I feel about Renaissance fairs, kind of. I love that people feel so at home there. Good for them. Love that. I don't feel at home there at all. I feel scared. It's really like sexual in a, it's like, it's furries. It's just ancient furries. Like it is the same fucking thing. It is the kinkiest shit. I saw what I feel like might as well have been intercourse at the Renaissance. It was so, I was like, why would you do all, get dressed up like this in air conditioning? You don't need to be doing this, guys. I don't know. And then like the food there, I was like, oh, I'm hungry. At least I can get something to eat. And it's like, here's a whole turkey.
Yep.
No, I don't want that. Do you have a pint of salad? That's something I would want. You know, like it's like the fucking turkey, like the size of my head. I'm like, girl, who is this for?
How big were turkeys back in fucking the medieval times?
Yeah. Why are they so big?
The 400s. Honestly, I can't even.
When were the Crusades?
You know what Renaissance I do like is Beyonce's new album. That is a Renaissance I can talk about forever. That I have been listening. I just put in my headphones and I was a walk around New York and I like literally walk probably like a demented hooker. I'm like, oh, you can't even see it. But I'm like, yeah, these hips don't lie. They slightly fib, but they don't lie. So yeah, I'm not a Renaissance fan. Renaissance fair fan. I am a Renaissance fan.
Jet skis.
I've never been on one, and I like kind of have a lot of FOMO. I would love to. They seem really fun, and like, yeah, I've never been on one.
We should go on.
This is a callback, but do you remember? Did you ever see DJ Khaled get lost at sea on a jet ski? Have you ever? It's like the 20 Snapchat story. Oh yeah. He's like,
Snapchat.
It starts getting dark, and like, he's like.
I thought you meant it was like a paparazzi video or something.
No. It's like this Snapchat story that's the whole day. And then it's like from day to night. And at a certain point, he's riding and he's just like, this isn't right, y'all. He's like, if you guys know like Honey Bear or whatever the fuck, somebody's name, he's like, can you please ever call me?
I don't know why DJ Khaled doesn't have a travel show. That would just be, like, no assistance or anything. Just send him out into the world with cameras.
And a flare gun.
Exactly. Oh my God. Wow. The way I forgot about DJ Khaled's Snapchat moment. That's for the best, I think, that we forgot about it. All right, who has another hot take? Let's make this the last hot take.
Yeah.
What about bathing suits? There are so many different kinds of bathing suits and everyone getting ready for summer. What do you think about all?
I don't care.
Full.
No, don't go naked. I mean, go naked if you want. I don't give a shit. I think that would spice up a beach time a little bit.
What about Speedos?
Oh, okay. They're not for everyone. I've seen like a Speedo be pulled off maybe enough time to count on one hand. They aren't people like you're not serving what you think you are. Like it's like a James Charles Coachella outfit. You're like, I get what you think you're doing, but the reality of it is so far off. It is so off. I mean, it's Like, yeah, I'm all for people doing whatever that makes them happy, but get like the short trunk bathing suits. Like, if you want to like be a little sexy, it's like, ooh, what is hiding under like that little thing of fabric? It's like a Speedo is like, just come naked. Like,
I think it's a Speedo is like a formality.
I think it's brave.
And what,
like, it's like what you're saying is brave.
I think I'd feel more comfortable naked than in a Speedo, though.
I would agree with that. Like, I would feel so much more comfortable just being butt-ass naked in public than wearing a Speedo. Like, because, like, when you're naked, it's just like, okay, this is my body. When you're in a Speedo, it's like, this is my body, but my crotch and ass are sucked, vacuum sealed in. And if I remotely think of anything erotic, game over. Like, I don't want that. Like, ugh.
Okay, I think this is a good segue into a voicemail that I didn't, I actually wasn't sure if I should put in here or not, because I was like, is this bad? But I thought you might probably...
Oh, that's absolutely one you should put in.
Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was born ready, kind of.
All right, hopefully they play.
Hi, Chris. This is, like, crazy. If this ends up on your fucking podcast, I'm literally to pee. I just wanted to admit that I have like weird anxiety and I probably need therapy for it, but like I low key picture all of my coworkers like naked when I'm there and like I'm just turned on the entire fucking shift. Like I picture myself fucking them. It's weird. I'm gonna look into it, but yeah, I hope this ends up on your podcast because it's kind of wild. Girl. So, yeah. Bye. I love you.
I love you. I was going to say, wow, I wish you would give, like, I wish you guys would give me your names, but I understand why you aren't. Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, I would be a fucking liar if I didn't say I haven't pictured coworkers naked.
How do we look?
You guys are.
Except for his podcast coworkers.
Yeah, no, like, people that I'm, like, close with, I don't picture naked. Like, you guys feel like family at this point, and, like, that's not a picture I'm trying to have.
You're missing out.
No, I think I'm okay. Thank you. I don't think that's that weird. I think that's just, like, human nature. The amount of times I see someone and I'm like, I wonder what they look like naked. I don't think that's so wrong.
Well, the thing I thought was weird was they're imagining fucking them all day and turned on all day, and I was like, that's a little creepy to do at work, but I guess you're not acting on it, but it is.
I feel like that makes the work, that's got to make the work day just feel so much fucking longer, like, and not in a positive way.
It makes the bathroom breaks longer.
Ew.
Do you think they have a
that's
hard
not
time
cool. getting... I don't think that
that's not cool.
No, I'm trying to imagine
jerking off in the bathroom is not cool.
At work.
I've jerked off at the bathroom at work once or a few times.
A few times? Was it the same job?
Yeah.
When we were recording at your house?
No. I haven't done it like... No, if I need to jerk off for like the 3 hours we are recording a podcast, I need to seek further mental assistance.
I need to make sure the camera is above the waist.
I do it while we're filming. Why do you guys think it's cut off at my chest? No, that's fucking gross. No, but like when I had like when I was like a horny college kid and like fresh out of college, yeah, I was like jerking off anywhere I could. I would like at dinner sometimes. Okay, yeah. No, this is sharing. This is where we're getting oversharing. Thank you. I hear it. We've grown up a little, but
hi, Chris. My name is Caitlin.
Okay,
so you're always talking on your podcast how you need more of Chris's fucking core, and that is why I'm here.
Hit me.
So, me being 24, my boyfriend is 26. Gives me a fucking call this morning, and he's like, why are you following all the girls I follow on Instagram? And I was like, like my Drew moment, like her laugh. Anyways. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you're following all the girls on my Instagram. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm only following like a few. And he's like, well, that's weird. And I told him my explanation was because they viewed my stories, but actually it's because my boyfriend never posts pictures of us on his Instagram. Literally never, never tagged me and shit, nothing. And so I just wanted to see what these girls were up to and if there was some information I could find. And I just followed probably literally 6 or 7 girls. He calls me all mad about it. And I'm like, first off, Chris, am I wrong for doing that? Because all I did was hit the follow button and it was for like 6 girls, whatever. Like, is this wrong that I'm following girls that constantly like all of his pictures and he interacts with on Instagram? And anyways, I know that made like no sense, but I need your fucking help. I need your fucking help, Chris. Love you.
Love you. Yeah. I don't know if your boyfriend loves you, so I would dump him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting a great vibe from that at all. I think the way that you phrased it, you also are not getting a good vibe from it.
Well, that's why she's meddling, too.
But, like, I don't think he should be mad that she, like, why is he so fucking mad?
Because, yeah, why does he care?
Because he's having sex with
because
other people.
Because he's shady.
Why does he care? He would be like, oh, cool, now we can make fun of them together. But, like, clearly he's not doing that. He wants to have, he wants to make fun with them.
He wants his options open.
Yeah, I don't love that. I think ditch the fucking bitch.
Yeah, they need to hard post you and tag you.
Yeah, say post me full frontal or we're done. That's what I would do. You're welcome. Yeah, I think you should have a conversation with him and just be like, I'm not feeling great about this. Why do you give such a fucking fat fuck about it? And I think we know where it's heading, babes. Dunzar. I feel like I just break everybody up on this podcast. If I'm going to be single, so are you.
Chris's court is a lonely place.
Chris's court is a sad, horny, lonely place.
Or no, it's like a single party where everyone gets together and...
You're so right. And then hooks up at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, I think we've disturbed the people enough. This one might not even like last on YouTube.
How come?
Like the things we covered are kind of...
risque.
Anyways, thanks guys for coming along to another, oh God, just another one by DJ Khaled. Let's hope he's not lost at sea because it feels like we are. If you enjoyed this, be sure to rate and review it and subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to your podcasts. And remember, if you like video episodes, they're up on youtube.com/Chris for you to just consume with your eyeballs. So get into it. Mwah. I love doing that with my voice. Anyways, bye.